Emmer says, Clarity Act has momentum. Predicts Trump signature. House majority. Whip Tom Emmer said, The Clarity Act has the political momentum to clear Congress and reach President Trump's desk, pointing to the 15-9 bipartisan vote that moved the Senate Banking Committee's version of the bill forward. The comments were posted by CoinMarketCap on May 23, 2026, and circulated through crypto policy channels within hours. Crypto markets were not in the mood to celebrate. As of May 23, 2026, BTC traded near $75,423, down 2.7% over 24 hours, while ETHA sat at $2,062, 3.2%, and SOL at $84.17, 3.1%. The Fear and Greed Index read 35. Legislative momentum does not change the immediate tape, and traders are not pricing Clarity passage into spot. Inside the 15-9 Senate banking vote, the Senate Banking Committee's 15-9 result is the data point Emmer leaned on. A 15-9 split is comfortably bipartisan for a crypto bill in a chamber where past committee votes on digital asset legislation have been narrower or strictly party line. Banking is also the more contested of the two committees that touch crypto market structure because it brings in the prudential regulators, the OCC, and stablecoin and custody questions that some Democratic members have flagged as consumer protection issues. Senate Agriculture still has to mark up its piece of the bill before the combined text moves to the floor. That second markup is the real test of how durable the bipartisan coalition is, because agriculture covers the CFTC's jurisdiction over digital commodities, which is the structural core of Clarity. The House passed its version last year. The Senate is the bottleneck. Emmer's read on the path forward. Emmer's role as majority whip matters here because his job is counting votes. When the whip publicly says a bill has the momentum to land on the president's desk, it is a signal to the lobbying ecosystem, not a private prediction. Crypto industry groups have been pushing hard for a Clarity signature this Congress, and the whip endorsing the timeline tightens that pressure. He did not commit to a vote date. Senator Cynthia Lummis has been working on the procedural mechanics to combine the two Senate committee outputs into a single-floor text, which is the step that typically slows market structure bills. If that combination happens cleanly, a floor vote before the August recess is plausible. If it stalls, the timeline slips toward year-end. Stakes for crypto market structure Clarity is the bill that resolves the SEC versus CFTC jurisdictional question that has shaped enforcement actions, exchange registration fights, and token classification disputes for the last 4 years. The bill assigns most digital commodities to the CFTC, sets up a registration path for digital commodity exchanges and brokers, and carves out specific accommodations for decentralized protocols. For U.S. exchanges and custodians, passage would replace ad hoc enforcement guidance with a written rulebook. For developers, it would narrow the SEC's ability to treat token issuance as an unregistered securities offering by default. For the spot market, it would unlock the kind of institutional on-ramps that funds and brokerages have been waiting for, because the compliance picture stops being a moving target. It would also affect adjacent fights, the Fed's skinny master accounts proposal for crypto firms, the OCC's national trust charter approvals, and the prediction market's regulatory standoff all sit downstream of where Clarity draws the line. Three checkpoints ahead. Three checkpoints will tell you whether Emmer's prediction holds. First, the Senate Agriculture markup, which has not been scheduled publicly. Second, the combined Senate floor text, which is where party line amendments tend to surface and either pass or sink the bipartisan coalition. Third, a conference negotiation with the House to reconcile differences before a final vote sends the bill to the White House. Trump has signaled he would sign a market structure bill if it reached him. That part is not in doubt. The question is whether the Senate moves the text out before the legislative calendar runs out of room.